Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Heidi Harris Show.
Hello, St. Louis!
Heidi Harris. The Heidi Harris Show is on the air.
Well, how are you? Good evening. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. As you know, and you better know, there's an election coming up on Tuesday. Hopefully it's our chance to toss out the trash. We need to make a big change. Somebody once said politicians need to be changed as often as diapers, and usually for the same reason. And that is true. One of the big issues, of course, this year is the economy. Feds raised interest rates again. All I can say is the houses on my block, you can't give them away. You can't give them away. They've dropped them. Nobody even cares. Talked to a friend of mine the other day in the real estate business. She said, I wish I had some buyers for houses in your neighborhood, but they don't have buyers. I mean, and I'm just an average person living in an average neighborhood, not fancy or anything, but it's just nuts. The economy is a big factor in this election. Jonathan Honig is here. You know him from the Fox News Channel. One of my favorites to talk to, capitalistpig.com is his website, which is the greatest name ever. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, well, great to be with you, Heidi. I wish the economy was a little stronger. I mean, you know, dollars and cents are my business. And look, this has been one of the ugliest economies, and not just one of the ugliest stock and bond markets, but as you hinted to, one of the worst inflations now. Heidi, we're going back into American history, and it's not just a Wall Street story. It's not just in terms of dollars and cents. Heidi, this is absolutely a Main Street story, and of course it's going to be top of mind when every American is going to the polls come this Tuesday.
Absolutely. You know, it's just nuts. Now, we all knew that Biden was going to be bad for business, but did you have any idea how how far down we'd go so quickly?
Well, I got to tell you, the inflation really is shocking, Heidi. It's something like, you know, I've been investing in the markets for the better part of 20 years. It's something that we really haven't ever seen. And what I was surprised is that it's taken this long, I think, for everyday Americans, certainly in Washington, to wake up and realize that this inflation, Heidi, was caused by Washington. This is not caused by, you know, greedy millionaires and billionaires or greedy businesses, caused by Washington, perpetuated by Washington, and even to this moment, not really admitted to by Washington. So I was frustrated by Biden. Obviously, knew Biden would be the case. But the fact that even now, Heidi, as inflation is running at, you know, 8% plus a year, you still got Biden talking about more spending. That's exactly what got us into this issue with runaway inflation. And so nobody in Washington, certainly not President Biden, has admitted to it, has copped to it, and is doing anything to turn it around.
That's crazy. We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. He's a hedge fund manager. You know, what's amazing to me is that, they don't know what they're doing. And then the Fed's raises interest rates again and again to supposedly stop inflation. But all that does, explain it to me like I'm 3 years old, Jonathan, because I'm not getting it. It seems to me when they raise the rates, it stops people from buying things. Let's say, for example, you buy a house and then somebody else can move up to another house. Now they can't do that. Now these people who want to buy their starter home can't buy furniture and home repair things and all these. To me, it does nothing but kill the economy.
Well, keep in mind, you know, Heidi, interest rates, raising interest rates, it's kind of like wages. You know, we always say, look, you can't pick wages out of the air. Wages have to reflect reality. So, you know, the Fed is raising interest rates, but they're doing it to reflect reality. I mean, governments printed trillions and trillions of dollars. that is the resulting inflation that we're all having to deal with now. So, you know, the Federal Reserve, the interest rates change. It's not their fault. They're unfortunately just having to deal with what President Biden and to a smaller extent President Trump did when they created all this free money, this phony money, this stimulus money, as a result of the pandemic and the months and the weeks that followed. They created the inflation. They're inflating it, if you will. And I tell you, Heidi, they could fix it. They could fix it in 6 months' time. And, you know, President Carter, I wouldn't say got to love him, but got to respect him. I mean, Biden had some history here. If Biden even went in a little bit of what President Carter did. If you remember, look, I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter, Heidi, but he not only cut taxes, if you remember, he also held the rein in terms of government spending. President Carter was firing 7,000 government workers, federal workers, by the time 1978 rolled around. And Heidi, he also deregulated things like trucking, things like interstate commerce. President Carter deregulated. So there's a lot Biden could do. He's doing just the opposite we need to get this inflation and get this economy back under control and back on track.
We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. You know, I'm just curious as to what the Republicans should do. I'm hoping there's a red wave, but you and I both know, because I remember this happened in 2014 in a lot of places, and I said, yeah, now that you've got it, what are you going to do with it? And there were a lot of people raising taxes, Republicans going along with that. We're not going to let Trump off the hook for the last couple of years either. But talking about the red wave, if we have the red wave, many are predicting, what should Republicans do the minute they get into office to turn things around? Because you mentioned it could happen in months if the right decisions were made, possibly.
Well, they always talk about cutting spending, and then Republicans talk a good game, and
right.
They go in and they do that over and over and over again. And, you know, this is the time, you know, if God willing, we can get some change in Washington, we can get some political change in this country. Heidi, we need some philosophical change. We need Republicans that actually act like Republicans again. I'm not going to talk about the tax and spend Republicans, but I'm going to talk about the Barry Goldwater Republicans. Your audience probably doesn't even know the name, but there used to be Republicans, Heidi, as you know, who cut the size of government, who stopped programs that exacerbated spending and turned on government spending and grew new entitlement programs. So there used to be those true small government Republicans. They're the only ones that can turn the ship around. I don't think it's too late, but, you know, we have more and more of the tax spend and regulate. That's what needs to die and die quickly. And a lot of it can be, you know, sold and told on Tuesday. So that's the first thing that they need to do, not just change the policy, but change the philosophy that allows government to get so big. And it's happened under Joe Biden, and it's happened exactly under our watch.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. Talk to me about how much Biden is responsible for the gas prices, which, of course, affect the price of everything.
Well, Biden has a lot to do with it, and he's made it a lot worse. I mean, you know, Biden has been, if you watch, not only just exacerbating gas prices, but he's been blaming who? I mean, not his own idiocy, no. But he's been blaming exactly those who are responsible for trying to bring gas prices down, and that is the oil companies themselves. You know, they're heroes, Heidi. They are true heroes. Biden has been blaming them, and that's exactly why under his watch they've truly gone up when they could have been going down at the same time.
Yeah, I thought it was Ukraine, Jonathan. I thought that was the source of all of our problems. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. It's like Russia, Russia, Russia. Now it's Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine.
Well, it's a convenient excuse, but, you know, government has been blaming oil companies, but Biden could be doing something to lower prices. He's been doing just the opposite, Heidi. And that's why, you know, look, if you want to bring oil prices down, all you have to do is produce more oil.
Right.
Simple
right.
as that. And bring some of these environmental crazies in line. He's encouraging them. And as I said, Heidi, doing nothing to deregulate the industry. That's exactly what could bring oil prices down. And
yes,
again,
yeah.
go back to Jimmy Carter. He deregulated. That's what set Ronald Reagan up for an economic boom. That's exactly what Jimmy Carter. I wish it was Jimmy Carter. That's exactly what Biden needs to start doing and doing now.
Yeah, we're speaking with Jonathan Honu from CapitalistPig.com. You know, it's incredibly frustrating because here we are in America. Whether, you know, I voted for Trump twice, all right, because I liked his America First policies. There is no reason that we in America should be kissing anybody's butt in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else. We have the ability to provide the energy we need. I mean, this is unbelievable how quickly we've gone back.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, look, there's, it's what's so frustrating, Heidi, is it doesn't have to be this way. It's not inevitable that America falls. It's not inevitable that American greatness is lost. I mean, America still is the most innovative, creative, capitalist country, Heidi, in the history of mankind. It's not over yet, but we need the right ideas, the capitalist ideas, the individualistic ideas, the ideas that, you know, get people to get out of bed and get them to create the most creative and capitalist and a wealth-producing environment in the history of mankind. We need that through great ideas and capitalism. That's all what's on the, you know, what's up for really what's on the table come Tuesday morning.
That's true. We're speaking with Jonathan Honing from CapitalistPig.com. You know, it's just a shame to see this kind of thing happening because this is such an amazing country. And like I said, the rapidity at which it's gone downhill in the last couple of years has been shocking to me. I'm hoping that people will see it. Obviously, the Democrats are worried because they're understanding that their policies haven't worked, whether it's a CRT or defund the cops or climate change, which also costs us all money. All those things, they haven't mentioned a bit. Are they understanding that people don't want this and, you know, getting their butts kicked is going to change them? Or are they just going to try to find some way to regroup and continue their plan?
Well, look, it's, as I said, it's not over just yet, but I think it starts, you know, it starts right in the here and now. And, you know, Heidi, I think it starts with, not just in the ballot box, but it starts with, as I said, trying to do something with everyday Americans, as we all are, and turn the tables around in terms of, you know, really what has destroyed what has been the most successful and prosperous country in the history of mankind. And it's, as I said, Heidi, I do not think it's over just yet. This country is still full of unbelievably creative and entrepreneurial Americans who are not out just yet. So it starts in the ballot box. I mean, Heidi, government is what created the inflation. I mean, look, this is the most creative country in the history of mankind, and it's not too late to get back on track. But as I said, government created the inflation. We need them to turn it around. And if we can get politicians who can put everyday Americans back in control of their own lives, their own businesses, their own communities, I would never vote against America. And Heidi, I would never sell it short. We need the right kind of entrepreneurial and capitalist ideas that get our economy rising once again.
Yeah, no question. Do we have any idea how much damage was done when they were giving people an extra $400 a week in unemployment? I understand that a lot of people were out of work and this and that, but there were a whole lot of people by the time they got regular unemployment, an extra $400-$500 bucks a week, it was more than they normally made, and they were staying home or happy to sit home for 6 months. And I know the times were tough, but what did that do to us economically?
Well, I mean, and remember how he was like, well, no, let's pass out, you know, $1,000. Well, what about $3,000? What about more? I mean, that's exactly what's created. And right. And look, this is nothing new. And Milton Friedman told us that, you know, decades ago, there is no such thing as a free lunch. We thought we had it with all that. But the old saying, it, there's no such thing as a free lunch. We knew it then. And that's exactly what we should have known now. And all that stimulus spending during the inflation and immediately after is what created this inflationary spiral, which is destroying the economy now. So there's no such thing as a free lunch. And how do we can get some kind of, as I said, transformation back to the individualist capitalist economy, the economy that we know we have, the country that we know we have, the America that we know we have. We can get back on track and get back on track soon.
I think we can, because the middle class is disappearing. I mean, it's becoming, they're very wealthy, and then the people who don't have much in the middle class always, every time, they just get squeezed the most.
Well, they can. And as I said, I mean, look, the American middle class grows this country, created this country, and can get this country back on track. But what we need is the right types of ideas, American ideas, capitalistic ideas. I mean, Heidi, these are the ideas I wrote about in Capitalist Pig and over at a textbook of Americanism. They're the ideas that not only created the country, but created the economy. I mean, Heidi, there's no difference fundamentally between the water in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the water in Miami, Florida. It's the ideas that make an economy strong, the capitalist ideas, the free market ideas. So if we can get some politicians that start putting those ideas back on track and back in terms of economies all over this country and all over this world, we can get things back on track and get it back on track soon.
Well, let's hope we do. Let's hope for that red wave on Tuesday. And let's hope if they decide to, are they able to own it? We hope they actually do something productive with it for a change. Jonathan Honig, always a pleasure. CapitalistPig.com. His books are up there. All kinds of great information. CapitalistPig.com. Thank you, my friend, for always being willing to speak with my audience. I love talking
to you. You make it. You're a doll, Heidi. You make it happen. Get to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. That's Jonathan Honig. Always fun. He's just great. All right, coming up. This is going to be fun, guys. I don't know if you saw this last week. This made a lot of a hey on Twitter. And I know some of you aren't on Twitter, but see, I'm on Twitter, so you don't have to be, because I keep up with these trending things. Woman wrote a column. Her name is Emily Oster in The Atlantic. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty, she says. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. And as you can imagine, the reaction has been intense. Would that be a fair word? Yes, it would be. So we'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris. Don't forget Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. And I'm doing the show live right now on Facebook, Heidi Harris Show. Coming right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.